Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Bay Area, it's Draymond Green. The Morning Roast with Vontae Hill and Joe Shasky is live on YouTube and Twitch right now. Time for you to like and subscribe.
See Draymond's tweet last night? I didn't think it was real. As you're listening to the Morning Roast, the segment is sponsored by GoToState Lumber, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed.
It's always fun, Gary.
Visit GoToStateLumber.com. Spadoni sent it. I got it like sent by multiple people at the same time, but I saw it first from Spadoni, and I had to double check to see if it was verified, if it was really Draymond. But Chris Finch, the head coach of the Minnesota Timberwolves, Devin Booker, who did he bump? Mike Conley? Mike Conley Jr. bumped him, and he bumped him into Finch's knee. Now, Finch, what, has a, is it a torn patella tendon?
Jeez.
So I don't even know if he's going to be able to be on the sideline. He's going to use a motorized scooter like that coach from,
college, right?
Yeah, college. Yeah, Hunter. Yeah. Hunter, RJ Hunter's dad or whatever. He was on the little motorcade scooter because he was celebrating the Tours Achilles or whatnot. But Draymond tweeted, "You got to stay in the game, coach, as Chris Finch is getting walked off the locker room. It's 1:40 left. Wish him well, though." And he's like, got a torn patella tendon. And I'm like, Dray, man.
Read the room, Draymond. Of all people telling people who should stay on the floor, come on, dog.
It's
kettle meat pot. I mean, geez Louise.
Thought you talking to me.
No, hey, seriously. Hey. How can you lack basic self-awareness?
It's just, wow.
And the comment section underneath the tweet, it's just gold. Just
why?
I don't even.
I get through five, and I said I get the point. I get the point. The Paladon is, I thought it was a fake Draymond account. I really did.
So my dog Leo, and this is not Chris Finch, but my dog Leo jumped off. This is 4 or 5 years ago. Jumped off the Russian River bed and tore his ACL and had a patella tendon, whatever they call it, disruption or whatever, and had to have the full reconstructive knee surgery. He's fine now, but set him back.
Yeah, I don't
it's a devastating injury.
Hopefully he'll be back on the sideline. 88 him. He's one of the best coaches in the league. Torn patella tendon for Chris Finch. That was unfortunate there.
So who was it? Was it Huggins that used to just sit on the chair?
Oh, right? Huggins.
Yeah, just
Bob Huggins.
Just sit on the chair.
Sit on the stool.
Well, Bob put on some weight.
He did put on some weight. I mean, he was chilling.
When you go sweatsuit like we do every single day, you're just giving up.
Yeah, I mean, he had some problems with the bottle.
Or you wake up at 3:30 in the morning like we do.
Yeah, or that. Let's go to Adam in the city. What's up, Adam?
How we doing, guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
Before I get into the draft really quick, just want to say it was really great to see Lovin at the Giants game on Friday. He may have something about that gluten-free pizza. That's some really good pizza. Per suggestion, I went and got it. It's fire. If you haven't had it before, I go get it.
Adam, you're in Philly right now, so you've done the cheesesteak thing. What are you doing in Philly?
So for my job, I cover New Jersey as a territory, and I stay in Philly. Jersey's closed, so I just had to go and get a different type of cheesesteak, and I'm telling you right now.
Wait, I love that.
I'm
stopping you right now. So you live in San Francisco, but your territory is New Jersey and Philly.
Just Jersey, but yeah, I cover California as well. But yeah, I like coming to the East Coast.
Who is creating the map of territories?
Yeah, I love this job. Can I work with you, Adam? Where you work?
I work for a logistics company, but I used to cover this territory before, and I was like, I want to get back into the East Coast, so I don't mind it. But so I'm going to tell you right now that Geno's trash.
It's like the old school NFC East. Let's have Philly, New York, and Dallas.
In Arizona. Arizona. The Phoenix Cardinals in back Arizona. In the day. You can go see our boy Akita in New York City, right? Isn't Akita in New York?
you're talking about Ike?
Big Ike.
Yeah, I'm going to see him tomorrow.
Oh, nice. Good deal. Philadelphia. So you said you didn't do the Patagenos. They're trash. We already know that. Did you go Ishkabibbles? Where'd you go, Adam? What are you doing in Philly?
Yeah, so I went to Ishkabibbles the last time I was out here per your suggestion, and I like that spot. But I'm telling you, the best spot is Max's in North Philly. The sandwich is just good. The peppers. Everything like that. If you've ever seen Creed, it's where they go on like a little date in the movie, and that's a really good cheesesteak spot. But I just wanted to say that I'm really happy with the draft selections, and tell me if I'm wrong, but what I was seeing on Twitter is that a lot of the guys that we drafted are, you know, 4, 5, 6 year, like they were in college for a while. So it tells me that we're drafting players that are ready to go. I mean, obviously there's a transition period going to the NFL, but I liked our draft selections, and I'll tell you what, that running back out of Louisville, 220, runs a 4.3. I mean, that dude is a monster, but I'm happy with the draft. And last question, Sam said something about a sign-off. Can I do that?
Sure, sign off. Any way you want to sign off, Adam. Floor is yours.
All right, or like the introduction for the show, but basically just, you know, this is Adam in the City. You're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
Adam. I'm going to give you a second chance at this. You got to do it with more swagger than that.
Man, I thought I was feeling pretty confident with that, but all right. This is Adam in the City, and you're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
Boom. Let's go!
Nailed it. Tell Ike we said what's up. Good stuff. I got to get a job like Adams. Territories, New Jersey, East Coast, California, logistics.
Yeah, I think I'm cool off that.
I would love to travel. Man, would you imagine if we get to do the show in New York for like a month?
Well, no. Jersey's different from New York.
Yeah,
remember,
I know Jersey's different.
New York don't like Jersey.
Yeah.
Don't you remember Sopranos?
I mean, sure.
A lot of North Jersey roots for New York sports, though. Yep.
South Jersey's Philly. Yep, because the bridge is right over there to South Philly, or South Jersey, that is.
Now you got to play Woke Up This Morning.
It is a great song.
It is a great song.
So the draft happened, right? You get all these little nuggets here and there, and I'm going to play this Matt Miller sound because I know you guys love him, Mel Kiper Jr., but I want to play this first.
Okay.
Because I just want to see Shasky's face.
All right.
Xavier Leggett. I think it's Xavier Leggett out of South Carolina. Remember, he's D-ball's boy. He's a D-ball
1 year
clone.
Production at wide receiver, but it was a really great
really
year.
Really good year. Yeah. And he loves the deep ball and the way he talks or whatnot. Now, I went down the rabbit hole after I heard this interview with Xavier, and I was like, damn, this dude is country. Country from Mullins, South Carolina. Has a great story, great background.
Okay.
But his presser, he's going to be a hit too. Listen to Xavier Leggett, Carolina Panthers.
You woke up a Carolina Panther this morning. Did you have to pinch yourself a little bit?
Oh, no, man. I woke up right here, man. I got a call right after I got drafted. He was coming to pick me up at 9:30 in the morning. I told him I'm going to be ready.
I saw the emotion in your face in the video, but what were those emotions?
Overly excited, man, whole time. And I really was trying to hold my tears in for real, man. I told my folks I wasn't going to crack. I was trying to be tough guy. But, man, hey, I was really over excited.
All right, one more time. One more time, man. This is straight out of the water, boy.
You woke up a Carolina Panther this morning. Did you have to pinch yourself a little bit?
Oh, no, man. I woke up ready, man. I got a call right after I got drafted. He was coming to pick me up at 9:30 in the morning. I told him I'm going to be ready.
I saw the emotion in your face in the video, but what were those emotions?
Overly excited, man, whole time, and I really trying to hold my tears in for real, man. I told my folks I wasn't going to crack. I was trying to be tough guy. But, man, I was really over excited.
Homegirl who's asking the questions runs a Carolina Blitz account that I've been following for a long, long time. She's a sweet lady. Forget her first name like I always do, but she runs Carolina Blitz on Twitter. So she was asking those questions. Later on, she asked Xavier, you know, they a lot of people were, you know, talking about your accent or whatnot. He goes, oh, yeah, I know. I've been getting dragged on social media and whatnot, blah, 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 blah. But he is country as country gets, man, and I love it. I love it. Oh, yeah, I'm going to be ready, man, when he told me I'm going to be drafted, man. I'm going to be ready at 9:30. You hadn't heard that before, right?
No, I hadn't. It's really good.
It's great.
I, for one, I'll raise my hand. I'm, like, not country at all. It's too dusty in the country, just for me, for my
perspective. Oh, you mean you're not, like, you don't want to live in a country.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to live there.
We know you're not country.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm not at all.
You're from the city.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm not from the city.
Like,
yeah, exactly.
That's that country. That's that deep, deep south. He's from the deep, deep part of South Carolina, Mullen, South Carolina.
Yeah, I'm cool.
In a town that has like 100,000 people. That's where he's from.
No, I know.
And he puts off from his town.
I'm not mad at him.
He got that accent. That's
what makes America great.
So, you know what? He's got those country roots, man. And you know what? I love it. I love it.
Would you live in the country?
I mean, no, I'm a city guy.
I don't know.
But you know what?
Those Gucci sneakers, if they get a little dusty, I don't know.
But you know what, though?
Do they make cowboy boots in Gucci?
Once I get fired from sports media, once I'm done, maybe I will go away and go to the country.
You guys remember that old YouTube video of the reporter going out in the country and the bug flies in
the sky?
Country ass town.
Oh, yeah, it's one of the best.
That would be Bonte out there doing a hit for NBC Sports.
100%.
It's peaceful, though. It's peaceful out there in the country.
I think it's a little slightly scary.
You know? They're saying you need to go to Magic City in Atlanta. We got to get you out
there. That's. What? What does that do with being country?
It's a little country. Atlanta's country. I mean, it's a city, but it's, you know, deep south.
Okay.
Country.
Country. Well, there's levels to it. Like, right. Where Xavier's clearly from seems to be very backwoods.
And
I gave up backwoods. I gave up backwoods 20 years ago.
This morning. Did you have to pinch yourself a little bit?
Oh, no, man. I woke up ready, man. I got a call right after I got drafted. He was coming to pick me up at 9:30 in the morning. I told him I'm going to be ready.
I saw the emotion in your face in the video, but what were those emotions?
Overly excited, man, whole time. And I really trying to hold my tears in for real, man. I told my folks I wasn't going to crack. I was trying to be tough guy. Oh, man, hey, I was really over that.
I try to be tough guy. I love Xavier. I love Xavier. I'm going to follow him in his entire career, man. I love that guy. It's just the first. He had a smile on his face, too, with the chains and the ice and everything like that. Oh, man, good
That's
for him.
That's pretty good.
That is pretty good, man. I'm seeing some things here that I'm not going to read on YouTube and Twitch or the Xfinity Mobile text line. Country like Tracy or Stockton. Is Tracy or Stockton considered country?
I don't think so. I mean, it's in the middle of nowhere, but I don't consider it country per se.
Yeah.
Like, country means like minimal paved roads.
Right.
Do you get what I'm saying?
No, 5 stoplights.
Yeah, exactly.
6 stoplights in the town.
Yeah, like, no. Yeah, you know, cyclone fences with dust everywhere.
Man. So you got Keon Coleman.
Why do I have that image? I don't know why.
Now, you got Keon Coleman learning how to shop. Talk about, man, 79, 89, you buy these jackets 2 seasons ahead. Let's go.
If I consider country, like country, your neighbor is so far away from you, you can't throw a baseball or a football to hit their house. That's what I think of when I think of country.
There you go. Keon Coleman, man, I hope we don't. Well, I'm playing Keon one more time before the Lego because I.
Well, I have a thought about the Niners draft.
Yeah, I do too. And I like Pearsall a lot. I think he's going to fit. Lat McConkey was still sitting there. But I hope we don't regret taking Pearsall. He sounds great. Sounds like he's going to be ready to go. A lot of people are raving about the young man. We'll have Baldy in 30 minutes to rave about the young man and break him down. But Keon Coleman, we missed an opportunity. Now, I don't know if the Bay Area media, a lot of the Bay Area media, I don't know if they would have been able to handle this. And I don't know if they would have been.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.